在揣摩神这确确实要跟我们说说的话。
Lately, I've been thinking a lot and thinking hard about what God wants me to share, what He wants to tell us.
但是我主题从一开始起我就清楚知道，就说我就要讲的什么。可是具体要怎么讲什么东西，然后使得就是说好像能够大家听上去能够有效啊，就是一直在不断的变化。
So I knew what I knew the theme and the topic what I wanted to talk about, but the details and the application of how.To communicate this, it's been changing over time.
Oh, 我想讲，因为我想大家都知道，有最重要的其实，作为一个基督徒，最重要的事情是什么？
I want to talk about, as a Christian, what's the most important thing we should do?
Yeah, 因为耶稣来是让我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Because Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly.
我们都说常常会发现，我们的生命是怎么样，很软弱。
And what do we notice oftentimes in our lives we're really weak?
我们怎么样才能成为一个得胜的生命呢？
So how can we have a victorious life?
所以我现在我正在想，就是我要讲，就是说我们怎么样能够成为一个得胜的，成为能够好像有个活出那个得胜的生命来。
So how can we have this victorious life?
因为我们都知道，就是你怎样，就是这到底就是圣经在什么地方告诉我们，我们怎么样？因为我们比如说，我们都很知道，我们作为基督徒，有些这个好像 responsibility， 好像你的职责是什么？
Because you know, as Christians, we know, you know, from the Bible, we know there's a lot of things that, like, what our responsibilities are.
好像有那么多的要求，可是我们在做的时候，我们发现说，我们没有 power。
And it seems like there are a lot of requirements, but we realize that we don't have power to accomplish it.
就没有力量去做，就比如这种刚才文琪所见证似的，似乎觉得我们要这样，可是我们发现就是说我们没有力量。
And just like Sister Wenqi just said earlier in her testimony, like we want to do certain things, but we realize we don't have the strength.
如果我们不在神的就是说那个生命里面去做的话，你所有事情最后变成一个就是什么？就是一个指责，就变成一个是宗，似乎感觉就好像是一个宗教似的。
So if we're not, doing things in the spirit of God, then oftentimes, you know, trying to do those things becomes more of a religious act.
所以就是说我们所做的就是说是一定就是什么是一个是实际上是在信心里面做出来的，那才是真正有效的。
And what's really effective and more powerful is when we do these things in faith.
所以我们常常讲就说你是什么生命，你最后就是什么样人。
So often we say, you know, what is your life like that determines you know, what kind of person you are.
对，所以我想讲就我们要我想要清楚的，今天我们讲就怎么样呢才能是你能够活出那样得胜的生命来。
So today I want to talk about how can we accomplish this you know, this life of a victory or overcoming.
因为我想就因为这个内容很多，可是我想就是实际上如果就讲那么多的话没有意义，因为到最后就是讲完了以后，然后这个什么也没达到，所以我想 focus 到一个最根本的一段话来，然后我们希望能够解释清楚。
So there's a lot to talk about, but I want to focus on one particular passage.
因为实际上这个真正得胜的生命啊，就是神已经很就非常紧急的已经向我们是说，就是在以弗所书三章。
Because you know God tells us about you know what this type of life is like, this overcoming life in Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章，因为我们今天就希望能够把这一节圣经能够打出来啊，就我们只想我想就是只要把这一节圣经能够确实的明白理解的，我相信就是说相信都会觉得我们慢慢会走上这条正路的，就成为一个得胜者。
And my hope is that.You know, by reading this chapter, by really understanding this passage, we will be able to understand how to be overcomers.
以弗所书第三章第十六节到就是到末了，就是实际上就是我们可以从主要是十六节有十七节十八节
So we'll read from Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 till the end.
Yeah.
But we'll start with 16, 17.
Yes, start 16.
Yeah.
我先 打出来了啊，就是如果让大家，因为我中间会穿插讲别的圣经，因为这样的话就是说是我们清楚明白到底是什么意思啊。但是就是说我就是说我们主要就是希望能够把这些这件事情能搞理搞明白就行了。可是呢，我要想讲明白的话，必须要别的地方还不如起来和参加进来。所以呢，就是我在讲的过程当中会翻来翻去的。如果你圣经熟的话，你可以翻；如果圣经不熟的话，你就不要翻，只要听就可以，好吗？但是我们最终就要注重 focus 这段圣经。
So we'll focus on these verses here, but to really help you guys understand this, I will refer to many other verses in the Bible. And if you want to look at those verses, you can flip to it, or if you don't want to, you can just focus on this chapter.
你看啊，他这个保罗为这个以弗所他们教会这些弟兄姊妹他们的祷告，他祷告所说的这句话正是就是我们每个人所需要的，就是说求他，就在求他，就是说求神啊，这是在这，因此我在父，这是四节就开始说，因此我在父神面前，然后接下来就是中间是个括弧，然后第十六节叫求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So this is the prayer that Paul had for the church of Ephesus, and here in verse 16 he says, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being."
你说他是这祷告，就是说你心里力量刚强起来。那就是 everything， 你都有了。
And when Paul is praying for them to have that strength within their inner being, you know, that's really the key thing for what people really need. Because if you have that, you have everything.
那问题是说，我们怎么样才是心理力量刚强起来了？
So the question is, how can we be strengthened within our spirit?
他说这样是这个实际上是他是向神的祷告，求神照着他荣耀的丰盛，借着他的灵使你们里面的力量刚强起来。
And here Paul is praying to God that that God can strengthen their spirit with power.
他是说照着神的荣耀的丰盛，就神能做，首先要各知道。
And his and key here is that.Paul's emphasizing that God can do this out of his glorious riches.
他那个 medium 就是他那个就是途径什么是借着神的灵。
And how this happens is through the Holy Spirit.
然后你使你里面力量刚强起来，这里面力量是什么？
And it's through his Holy Spirit that our spirit can be strengthened. And so what does that mean?
这 inner man 就是里面的力量，就 inner man 就是这个就 to be strength 是你的里面的人刚强起来了。这到底这个 inner man 到底是什么
？So this inner man, this inner being being strengthened, what is this inner being?
所以我想就说，因为这里面啊，就也都这样话似乎感觉到，就说哎呦，这个好像是完全在乎神的，然后我们怎么想才还是完全依靠神。然后呢，这似乎好像我们到底是就我们的 rule 就我们需要做是什么呢
？So what this verse seems to tell us is that to be strengthened, it's reliance on God. And so, but what can we do?
Yeah, the key point 就是说他怎么，他借着他的灵。
The key is that God is using His Spirit.
你要知道这个当时讲这个灵的话，这个地方是什么？是当然我们讲是 Holy Spirit 对不对，是神的圣灵，是不是？
And you know here when we talk about spirit, obviously one thing we do, one side of that is we know that it's his Holy Spirit.
当我们讲到这个讲到圣灵的时候， 你首先第一个概念是什么？
And when we talk about Holy Spirit, what is your first thought on it?
我们对圣经上对圣灵的描述有很多，但它一个最终的概括，主耶稣对圣灵那个概括是有两个。第一个叫他实际上和他一样的另外一个 comforter， 就是。
So there's a lot that is said in the Bible about the Holy Spirit, but one thing Jesus particularly mentions is that he is just like God. He is God, but he's also the
Jesus himself.
He's Jesus himself, but he's like a comforter.
Himself, yeah. 他就说另外那个原文就说他实际上是跟是他跟他是是跟耶稣一样的，就他来就成为你的帮助。但他除此之外，他讲了，他讲了圣灵什么？他是讲真理的灵。
But God also says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
说到就是真理的灵，哎，这位真理的灵叫他来是什么呀？带领我们进入真理的实际。
And so, what is the purpose of the Spirit of Truth? And it's for that Spirit of Truth to lead us into the realities.
你看到没有？就他们的连结，就圣灵带领我们，是神和我们中间，神和我们中间，他用那个是什么？是 Word， 就话，是的话，真理。
And so we notice here that between God and us and how he shapes us and moves us, in between is his word, which is the truth.
Yeah. 神交通跟我们交通是用什么话
and
真理。
And God communicates with us through his word, which is the truth.
比如我们讲的很简单哦，我们就说我们说信，我们信神，是吧？神是吧？借着这些话把这些真理告诉我们。他讲的这个，我们当信神是想的是我们所信的这个内容，对不对？是这个话，这个话你相信了以后怎么样？你得救了。
And we often, you know, we all say like we believe in God, and when we believe in God, we talk about, you know, the details of our faith, which is, you know, based on His words.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so we know that God's word is life.
当我们讲到这个，我们讲到讲到真理的时候，就我们也常常会另外一个词，就说这个，就是我在这里为了时间节省啊，就我们不再去翻了。就犹大书这三章，它犹大书是一章啊，叫犹大书第三集。
And when we talk about truth, you know, there's also another verse in the book of Jude in verse 3.
你能够看犹大书什么叫太阳？他说的犹大，他说我有好多事情跟你们讲，但是就是说我要怎么讲呢？他说我只就为了就是就好像为那个那就一个事情，就是说我要讲的话，最终起来我要讲最重要一件事情，就是说他。我看翻一下啊，那个。
Yeah, and Jude basically starts off with saying that there's a lot that he could say, but there's one important thing he wants to emphasize.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论到我们同得完全救赎后，就不得不写信去你们，要为那一次交付圣徒的真道极力争辩。”
Verse 3, it says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to all the saints.
你看到没有？他说 once for all, 他一次交付圣徒的什么 faith, 中文翻译成真道。
Yeah, and so the key here is when he says, you know, that we're to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
有关生命的所有的事情，他神已经一次交付给我们了。这个在彼得后书的地方也讲了，第一章里面讲的，我不去放了啊。
And with regards to this faith that God's given us, it's been entrusted to us once and for all.
我想还是要看一下这个，因为我想这一节，因为这些内容要稍微比较大家放在一块的时候，就是讲那个 picture 就好像很清楚了啊。彼得后书第一章第三节。
And this is also referred to in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
看神的神人已经讲一切关乎生命和健全的事赐给我们了，借因我们认识。那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主，他说神的神呢已经将一切关乎生命和健全的事赐给我们了。
And here it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness.
一切关乎生命的事情都已经怎么样赐给我们了，也就是说 everything you consider life, 就有关生命所有的事情，这本书什么都在这里面了。
And in this Bible, through his word, he has already given us everything we need for life and godliness.
彼得说是一切关乎生命的事情。 但是在那个犹大书上，一切关乎生命的什么真道，或者是原文叫英文叫 faith。
Yeah. And here Peter says, you know, God has given us everything、that we need for life and godliness. But in Jude, it says that God has given us everything with regard to faith, which is also in Chinese translated to truth.
Yeah, 也就我想讲的就是说生有关生命的事情都在这里面了。哎，这个有关这个生命的事情，他用到的词就是说，你常常讲是要么是真道，要么讲 faith。
And so we know that in the Bible gives us everything we need with regard to life and truth and faith.
他给我们的这些话是我们必须要明白理解的，但是他最终在我们里面成为是什么？是我们的信心。
So all these words, you know, it's important for us to understand, but the key, most important thing is that we have this faith.
Yeah.所以我们所信的是信神的话，哎，这些话是确实的，以至于到最后你发现就是说那个信心就是最后的那个结局是什么？就是那个，希伯来书第十一章第一节所说的。
So what we believe in is we believe in the word that God has, you know, said to us, and when we have.
Yeah.
This belief.
就最终它表现出来，就用一句话表现出来，叫所谓的信。讲到信的时候，什么？就是希伯来书第十一章第一节所说的，信是所望之事实的，未见之事的确据。
So when we have this faith, we know what it is, and it's written in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, which says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see."
你看这句话，信是所望之事的实底。未见之事的确据，这说了什么？虽然没有，好像没有看见，但是什么？它已经实在的，以至于他就说到这里，就说虽然看不见，但是已经是实在的东西。但是在我们还没有看见之前，我们已经确信那是绝对会存在的东西 ，right?
So what this verse is saying is, even though we don't see, we believe that it is already existing, that it already is.
Yeah. 也就是说，就是说。我们的信是基于神的话，将神的话当作是事实，然后我们就变得就是说好像确信的 convinced， 然后好像那就是我们的财富。
So this is what faith is. When we believe in God's word, we believe in what He says is true, and we believe it to be true, and it becomes our reality.
当你这些东西就是你成为你的，好像你这信心，你就是这样的话，你会发现什么？因着你的信，你被 lift up， 就被提升了。
And when we have this kind of faith, then we realize that where our spirits are lifted.
Yeah. 我记得以前啊，就是那个陈瑞珍讲一个很有趣的一个故事，也不叫故事了，就是他就说他讲到这信心最终在人生命当中的一个功用。就是说，你比如说很简单的啊，就。
So there's another story by by Ray Chen and a pastor Ray Chen talked about the
faith, the role of faith, you know,
the role of faith in our lives.
他说你看我们啊，我们到哪个地方去，到学校去学习，或到哪个地方学习的话，我们都是向别人告诉我们那些。就是他们的真知识，对不对？当你相信接受以后怎么样，哎，也成为你的了，然后你也跟他们一样。所以我们经过学习以后，大学各种小学中学大学学习以后，然后我们被装备起来了，好像我们因着这些接受这些东西，我们似乎成了，好像那东西成了我们似的，我们也提高了。
So what this pastor talked about was how talked about is consider how we go about our lives learning.You know, we have to learn from someone else. And when they tell us, we learn it. And then later on through life, it becomes our own knowledge.
Yeah. 当这些知识成为 internalized, 成为你的时候，你也提高了，提到和他所告诉你的那人同样的位置。
And when you understand what other people have taught you, it's like you become, in terms of the knowledge, the same as that person.
所以他讲的就信心的时候， 就我告诉你什么东西，你相信了，那是什么呀？就你就好像从那个 level 就提高到一样的 level 似的。
And similarly with faith, it's like if someone tells you to have faith about something, if you receive it, then it's like you also become elevated in that faith.
对于神的话来说，哦，就如果我们有这样态度的话，你发现就说，说实话就，当你真的相信神怎么说事情就是这样子的时候，你会发现你完全是 different person。
So just like when we read God's word, if we believe what God says, that will change us and we'll become like a different person.
但我们很多刚开始的时候都会发现什么样？就是我们就会真的吗？是这样吗？然后就很多有很多疑惑的事情，你把神的话全部打折扣，最后就变得就没有真理了。
But you know, as people, oftentimes when we read God's word, we might be like, "Oh, is this true?" And we might, you know, discount God's word and you know dilute the truth.
当我们真的就是把神的话那么认认真真的，就说你就是融，就好像理解融会贯通以后。你的 interpretation 就是你变成什么 in this biblically 就 represents God。
So but once you
就如果你要就是确实的明白理解消化以后，就你的你所想的应当是和就真实的能够代表神的心意。
Okay, so if you really understand like what God is saying, then all of our words and actions will be reflective of God's will.
好，你现在我们再回过头来看啊，就这个就是。你看啊，这回过头来看我们这个以弗所书第四在这地方哦，在这个地方就是说，我们就要看着信的力量怎么样刚强起来，它下面怎么样说，就是接下来第二句话，我们看就是以弗所书三章，我们看这个十七节十八节。
So back to Ephesians chapter 3, after Paul's talking about how we can strengthen our spirit.
他说哈。使基督因你们的信住在你们里面，住在里面，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
In verse 17, Paul says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith."
Yeah. 他说这句话就说就是是什么？是就说你怎么样使信里力量刚强起来？那个前提就是什么？是必须说耶稣借着你们的信在你们里面有就什么？安家住下来了，然后并且住下来最后结果就是你对神的爱啊，对这个耶稣主耶稣的爱是有根有基。
Oh, sorry, I missed the second half. But and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. So here it's like Jesus is dwelling in our hearts, and through that we will have that love that is rooted and established in Him.
你知道，耶稣最终能够住在你里面。你能够真实的住在你里面，你的就是什么？你就 saturated with Jesus, right? 被圣灵所充满了，那个状态很像。
So having Christ dwell in us is like, you know, Christ being saturated in us, and it's like the Holy Spirit filling us.
当你有，如果是神的，真的是住在你里面，你啊，就你基督就你真的就是什么呀？就是。也为神的灵在你们里面，这他会就运行带领着行走，你发现你所思所想的都已经什么与神相调和了。
And so if Christ is really dwelling on us, then His Spirit is also within us, and it's moving us and guiding us, and then our lives will be in alignment with Him.
所以说，这个就是我们都知道，就大家都知道，就主耶稣当时，你看，我们就讲个很简单的例子，就是当时。彼得他们就耶稣在地上的时候，他们非常有力量，对不对？
If you think about it, when the disciples Peter and them, when they were with Jesus, they had a lot of power.
当主耶稣就最后就和上十字架时，他们突然就怎么样，就变得很软弱了。
And when Jesus was to be crucified, it's like they became really weak.
可是当主耶稣一复活以后，然后怎么样？圣灵来了以后，虽然他们耶稣已经他们肉眼就看不见耶稣了，但他们知道圣灵与他们同在，他们又跟以前一样又很强，就非常就刚强勇敢了。
And after Jesus was resurrected, they knew that the Holy Spirit was with them, and through that it was like they were strengthened again.
所以你看到那个差别是什么？就是说。只要彼得这些门徒任何一个门徒只要与神同在，他们就很有力量。离开神呢，就马上就软弱，不然怕的了。
So the key here is that, you know, as long as those disciples had, you know, was with Christ or had Christ in them, then they have strength. Without Christ, they did not have strength.
虽然我们肉眼看不见耶稣，但是怎么样？圣山的圣灵是无所不在的。
So even though we can't see the Holy Spirit or Christ, the Holy Spirit is within us.
圣山的灵是借着实现他的话，使我们怎么样？心思意念不断的更新的。
And God is using His words to really to change us.
所以你看啊，所以我在讲的就是说，你看。就是说我们只要就是说说到不好听的话，你要想成为一个得胜者，你必须要花精力去好好的学习认识神的话，认识圣经。就是说你因为你不会叫天然的，就是 naturally 就是好像自己会就会成为得胜者，除非你真实的把你所信的，就像我们在学校学习一样的，你要所学的要真实的 internalize 成为你的身和身骨和肉，你才有这样的力量。
So, we cannot be overcomers unless we spend time, invest time in understanding the scriptures. And if we want to, you know, have that victorious life, we have to internalize His word.
你看所有，你看你去看，你随便就说，我不知道随便看的，这个或许就是稍微就是说，又稍微就是你要随着你生命成长，你看就更多的看看别人的这些人经历的时候，你看每一个他能够在生命比较相对的是比较得胜的话，他们一定就少不了一个因素，就是对圣经很熟悉。
So if you consider a lot of the people who have had lives of being an overcomer, all of them have this similarity, is that they are very familiar with God's word.
Yeah. 这本神的话是生命，你知道吗？
And don't you know that God's word is life?
当你相信的时候，那个话能够改变你。
And when you believe that word can change you.
它能改变你的思想，以至于改变你的生命。
It can change the way you think, and it will change your life.
Yeah, 我这个就说我们常常有时候讲 change 啊，但实际上的原文叫 transform.
And oftentimes we say change, but a better way to say it is that it transforms us.
因为它是说是你，我们是这样，因为你是因为发现就是说是神的话，它是个是真的是个 living word， 是有 power 的。当你这个就说相信以后的话，就是你自己在看神、学习神、认识过程当中，这个你的心思意念更新了。当你心思意念更新以后，你发现你也完全是活出来是个新的生命。
So, you know, God's word is the living word, and it has power. And when we really understand let His word work in us, it will transform our thoughts, our mind.And then it changes our lives.
我想讲到这个地方以后，我首先我首先要讲到就是说，我因为几点了？我看时间。
十九分。
哦，19分，好，我尽量争取20分钟结束哈。当保罗写了那么多书信以后，他讲了两件事情，就是使我们感到很，就是使我们稍微看一下，我就不翻了，我自己让再讲就行了，让我们知道就是说，重点是什么。
So, there are two things that Paul emphasized throughout all of his letters.
他这两句话的话，基本上概述在那个加拉太书里面，就。
This verse, one of them is in Galatians.
他说义人是什么？因信而得生， right?
He says that the righteous, they live by faith.
中文翻译叫因信而得生哦，中文翻译成好像得生就好像得到这个生命似的，但是那个原文叫是 live by faith.
Yeah, so it says that the righteous will live
should live by faith. 你要知道那个中文就好像有点就是他把这个事情就是相关于到你就得救这件事情上，可是他那个原文不仅仅是讲你得救这件事，而是说你的生命的这个特征就是不断在信心里来生活。
And in Chinese, they translated it to make it sound like it's related to salvation, but the real meaning behind the verse is that it's how Christians will live their life.
所以一个基督徒来说就他就说只要在信心里面怎么样他一定是个得胜者。
So for as a Christian, if we're living in faith, then we are overcomers.
这就为什么说一看耶稣也讲说胜过世界的靠的就是我们信心。
So that's why in the Bible says the only way we can overcome this world is through faith.
那保罗我稍微讲，那保罗所经历的就是他所经一生当中所经历的事情啊，就真的是非常多。可是哦，就有一件事情让保罗这个心里就好像最这个挣扎最厉害的，然后呢，他就心里对他就好像就在我们讲就那个就好像那个打击最大的一件事情。
So Paul's been through a lot of things in his life, but there's one particular thing that caused him to, you know, wrestle a lot with.
哎，他把这件事情的话就记载在就哥林多前后书里面。
And he talks about this in Corinthians.First Corinthians and Second Corinthians.
也就是说，他在这个哥林多前后书，我们看到这个保罗是自己所经历的，他一手建立的教会，一花了一年半在那地方建立的教会，居然到最后就是什么，因着就是这个假教师进去以后，他们居然要离弃保罗，然后呢，就是说把他整个不但是离弃保罗，就把整个信心都毁了。
So in those two books, we know that, you know, Paul spent like 1.5 years building up the church in Corinthians, and then these false teachers came in and started to cause the people not to trust Paul anymore and to also reject the true faith.
他自己亲自就去了要跟他们讲，结果他居然去了第一次去了以后，然后居然他们公开了也要反对他，他最后呢都很伤心的跑了，因为什么？人家就他就跑掉了，因为他是就是人家就哎呦哦
，OK，Yes. So the first time when he found out, he went there in person to try to deal with the situation. In fact, they all rejected him, and you know he was kind of he had to like go away.
然后呢，走了以后呢，他有很多写信，然后就派人别的讲，然后人家就别的来反对人家，你看。他在的时候好像那么软弱，走了以后倒是讲话说句话那么凶的。
So instead, you know, he started to write a lot of letters and sent other people, and you know, their reaction was like, "Oh, you know, when you were here, you're so weak, and now that you're not here, you write these really harsh letters to us."
但保罗实际上真实心意就是说，他不愿意看到他们生命还不够，没办法用什么用他的权柄来直接管教他们，而是真的是借着各样途径，然后。
But for Paul, it was because he didn't want to use his authority as the apostle to discipline them, and he really wanted them to be awakened.
他先是派了这个让 Timothy 去了，对不对？像现在这个提摩太去了，然后之后又那个叫提多去了，然后他中间又带了很多书信，让他们去，最终他最后就说。当这些信息还没有回馈来的时候，他真的是非常非常沮丧，就说他就感觉到就哇，他就非常担忧了，因为情形真的是非常糟糕的。
And you know, the first time he sent Timothy, then he sent Titus, and in between he also sent a lot of letters. But at the very end, it seemed like they weren't really, you know, changing their ways, and he was really, you know, distraught, and saddened over this.
他到一个地步，虽然就是神他到那个就到别的地方来传福音了，他神也给他开了门，就是他福音效果特别好。可是呢，他就说他心里面就是为着这件事情，实在他心里非常那个，就是说沮丧，他整个就是那个像精神已经垮了感觉的，他没办法再做这个传福音的工作。
So you know, God opened a lot of doors for Paul, and you know.He was able to spread the gospel, build a lot of churches in other places, but this particular church was really on his heart, and he was really, you know, like saddened by it, and you know, almost to the point where he felt like he couldn't continue to preach the gospel.
哥林多后书第三章呢，记载他怎么样从那种沮丧里面突然出来了。
And in 2 Corinthians, it talks about how Paul was able to come out of this, this grief.
他怎么样说呢？就是重新想到，就说，为什么？我们是干什么？这样子，我就是他是突然意识到讲，他是神的工人，他是为神来做的。他重新回到信心上以后，立刻就是他重新从那个低谷里面出来了。
And so what? In 2 Corinthians, Paul realized he was like, "Oh, wait a moment. You know, like everything I'm doing it for God." And when he returned to the basis of his faith, he was able to come out of that pit.
Yeah, 他似乎感觉，呀，像我们所讲的这些东西，好像你看，好像我他担忧那些人，就说好像哦。不能接受，不能理解，然后变得这样，然后他想，是的，你不需要你自己担心，因为这个事情是神的事情。
Yeah, and so what he realized is like, oh, he did all this work, and then the people still weren't believing, and he was really burdened by this. But then he realized, but you know what? It's actually all God's work.
他就想，我们讲这些东西，对那些信的人怎么样，是个很大的建造；对那些不信的人讲，就像是死的香气。
And when Paul says these things, you know, maybe to a non-believer, this is like.That's a dead faith, but to us who believe, we see that it's a life of being of victorious.
所以他就是突然在那个哥林多后书里面讲，他就讲了一句话，这样，我们因为这样相信怎么样？他我们也如此说。
And that's why in 2 Corinthians Paul says it's what we.Because of what he believes, that's also what he speaks of.
所以他根本就说，不管他怎么样，他就重新就以这把真理传说出来。
So that's why no matter what's going on, you know, Paul wants to preach the truth.
对，但这些讲这些东西讲完以后，然后之后的，但这些写了这些，然后呢说提摩太，然后呢就是把信息带来了，然后才知道哦，神已经做了奇妙的工作，怎么样？他们教会就很多，很大部分人已经重新的悔改，然后又看到，就要看到这个，看就是说重新回到信心上来了。
After he wrote this shortly, you know, Timothy actually reported to him like, that God was doing a lot of great work, and many people in that church, repented.
关键是什么？我接下来讲这故事，就让我们看到两点。第一就是说，如果你不在信心里面，就是你也很容易被环境所打倒。
So what this is telling us is that if we're not in faith, living in faith, then oftentimes we are, you know, kind of struck down by our environment.
另外就每个人都说他的都有高高低低的时候，但是呢，真的是就是说他所保罗所期盼的呢，是讲基督真实的成型在他们里面。
And so, like, you know, many people, we all have, you know, ups and downs in our lives. But what Paul is saying is that, like, you know, when Christ is, you know, becomes established within us.
Yeah. So he just, so he just thought, oh, he just said, you, 比如说这些事情是什么？是，就是要想基督成形在他里面。一方面，的确是我们要有正确的，就是要真理在里面。但另外一方面，也必须要神在其中要做。
So on one hand, it's like we need to have that truth, that word in our lives. But on the other hand, it's like we need Christ to be doing the work in us.
所以保罗他后来才发现就是什么？哦，他当时就是一看到那个就是假教师，他们就是把他教会了回来，他就跟神祷告，神啊，这样就好像就说不，就三次祷告把这个刺拿掉。
And so you know, Paul talks about this. He prays to God, you know, after those false teachers were messing up the church. He's like, God, please take this thorn away from my side. And he prayed to God about this 3 times.
但神告诉他说，我的恩典是够你用的，在我的恩典是在人的软弱上就显为完全。
But God told Paul that his grace is sufficient for him.
神他在他看来有没有办法？如果要啊，比如说，如果要，就我们在人看来，我们没有办法改变一个人。对不对？但是神能，这是 that's the point.
Yeah, and so and from this we all know too that you know we can't change people, but God can.
这就为什么哎那个途径是什么呢？就是我们就要借着对的人，仍然是把神的正确信息要传出来。
But what we should do is to spread
truth.
The truth.
所以的保罗他在那个在那个在罗马书来讲的啥 信什么？信道是从听到来的，听到怎么样？神从基督的话来的。
And so that's why in Romans Paul says, you know, faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Yeah. 所以就说是我们最终就说是把人引完完全全引到神的面前，是人呢是因着这神的话而得以建立的。
So it's through understanding the truth and knowing, yeah. you know, through God's word that we're able to be transformed.
这个就在其中，你这个人所做的是什么？只是好像是一个medium， 就是一个媒介而已。最终是人是神，神借着他的话，借着话改变一个人。
And so we're like the medium, the vessel, but it's God using His word to change us.
所以说，就你像我们再回到这个这地方来看，就是说。我想再看一两个地方吧，就是说，或许这样帮助我们，就是你能够那个体会的稍微更深一点啊。我们看那个加拉太书，看加拉太书，因为很多内容，但是实际上我们没有机会那么讲那么细啊，只能讲是稍微提一点点，然后让我们心里就大概知道是怎么回事，也就我讲的。加拉太书二章二十节，二十七、二十一节啊。
Okay.
二十几的。
So let's.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
Verse 20, yeah.
20. Okay.
我想我这，我想从十九节读下来吧，就好。十九节他说：“我因律法向律法死了，叫我可以向神活。”我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身里活着，是因信神的儿子而活着，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So let's start from verse 19 and also read 20. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith.In the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
有人说这样，你要想过一个基督徒生活，这一句话你能吃进去，你就够了。
Some people say if you want to live a life as a Christian, you know, what you need to do is understand this verse here.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架了，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
Here it says, you know, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
你要知道，这是个 reality. 作为一个真实的信徒来说，你这是 reality.
And you have to know, as a true believer, this is a reality for us.
今天已经不再是你自己的，乃是基督在你里面活着。你的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
Today is no longer us, but it's Christ who lives in us, and that our old selves have been crucified with Christ.
但是你常常会讲怎么样？I don't feel like that. 我没感觉到。
But often as people we say, you know, yeah, you know, I don't feel like that. I don't feel that way.
这就是为什么说，就是你的信心啊，是基于看神真的在你身上所成就的。当你真的是，你要是好好学习，就因为这里面不是一句话两句话能讲出来，你要慢慢去学习体会揣摩，然后你才能真实的往前，才能 reach this point.
But, you know, this is why we need to have that faith in what God has already done for us in our lives. And, you know, this one verse, you know, it's going to take time for us to go through life and understand how God is doing this.
保罗在罗马书开始讲，罗马书这个地方讲得很清楚，对吧？你当你我们这个人这样信的时候，怎么样？他我们旧人已经死，与基督已经死，一同在钉十字架上死了。
And in Romans, Paul says, you know, when we believe in what Christ did for us, it's like we also die with Christ.
我们那个 baptize 好像是像一个小小的一个就描述，就我们与基督同死，但同时也复活了，跟他好像他一同也复活了。就是说，你的旧人已经跟他一同死了，然后你的是新人即将一同复活了。
And so this is.You know, like the baptism, you know, that also illustrates how, like, we died, our old selves have died, and we also are resurrected with Christ, and we have, like, a new life.
当你讲当这里面讲的就是你救人死了，你知道它意味是什么吗？
So do you know what it means when our old man dies?
当你说救人死了，救人就代表着我们原来的那个罪身，那罪的权势。当你信主的时候，你知道神在你身上行了一件很大的一件事情，就是说你本来为罪所辖制的，如今他怎么样，已经把那个罪的权势已经打掉了。
So what this old self represents is that sinful nature, that sinful like bondage, and how Christ has set us free from that.
所以说，就是你，他已经把那个新的生命放在他里，放在你里面。你在你，当你信主以后，你看，几乎信主每一个人，你看或多或少你会发现是什么？他开始有力量，稍微有一点点力量，虽然很小，但开始有一点点力量。这个力量就是来行善，行讨神喜悦的事情。
And through this, we have this new life that is in us. And when we first believe, you know, we realize that people who start believing, they have a little bit of strength to do what God wants.
但接下来还告诉你说，是的，一方面就是你要知道，就是你在神面前，你的真实的光景，就是说你的旧人已经死了，你的新生命是接受已经成了你的新生命。但另外一方面就是说，你必须要自己这样，把自己这样怎么样，好像。所有的要交托给神，然后怎么样？因着信来继续往前做对的事情。
So on one hand, it's like we have to know that it's good to know that okay, our old selves have died and we are a new creation. But at the same time, we also have to put our faith in God and trust in Him and let Him continue to move us forward in faith.
当你刚刚开始要做神，你会发现怎么样？哇，那个就发现里面有那么多的征战在里面。
Because when we want to start doing, you know, the things of God, we realize, oh, there's a lot of, you know, struggle within us.
你自己才发现，就说哇，你好像我常常立志行善，有时候我怎么行出来由不得我，就没有力量，常常是。
And oftentimes when we want to do these good things, we realize, oh, we don't have strength.
但是很稀奇，就说你会发现，就你开始有个 different desire, 就是。
But interestingly, we start to realize that we have a different desire.
就 different 就是你不同的这个渴望，你渴望来讨神的喜悦，这是你就是你原来人根本没有这个愿望的。
And we desire to please God, which in our former self did not have that desire.
神正是借着这些，就是说这些磨，然后让我们才意识到，就是说，说实话，就是说。让我们这个在成圣的过程当中，不断的认识到我们的罪，看到，才同时也看到神的恩典。
And God is using these, sometimes these,
struggles.
These struggles to basically, help us to,
realize this, and then your sin.
To realize our sin.
Your sin, and then God's grace at the same time.
And His grace for us.
就说那个。就是说神哦，神就说就像有人这样描述啊，叫有人好像就是你当时人家神引领他们进入迦南美地，可是叫迦南美地怎么样？他们有很多征战，对不对？我们一样的，当我们这个信主以后，仍然有征战，但是这些征战当中，实际上什么？就说你并不说你高到你没办法征战胜过去的这个程度，就要正如就像他们在迦南地怎么样？虽然他们遇到那么多强悍的敌人，但是怎么样？他们仍然能够得胜。
So people talk about how this is kind of like when God led the Israelites into Canaan, the Promised Land, and how they still had to have battles. And it's just like our lives, we will also continue to have battles, but just like how they had a lot of difficult enemies and they were able to overcome, God will help us overcome.
神让他们征战的目的是什么？是他们让他学会怎样的征战。
And God allowed those battles to happen is to teach them how to fight those battles.
正如讲，我们今天是因为有这些征战，我们才知道我们这个原来是罪人。我们今天才知道我们需要怎么样来胜过罪。
And so, in our lives, when we have these battles, it helps us realize that we are sinners, and it also trains us to be able to know how to overcome.
神引领我们那个征战、那个得胜的途径是什么？是教我们要体恤圣灵在我们的引领，不再体恤肉体。
And through this, what we start to realize is that we're relying on the Spirit and not relying in our flesh.
以至于就是说，而且我们是还要再进一步说，依靠圣灵，叫致死肉体。
And it's relying on the Spirit to put to death our flesh.
最终我们才发现什么？律法的义成就在我们身上。
And then we realize that the law is fulfilled
你看到那个图景，所以讲保罗是想就说，是的，就是的，你要知道那个真实情况是你里面，就你看那个保罗很多地方讲了以后，然后他告诉你真实的光景，你自己就说，你现在知道你自己是真实的光景怎么样，你要心思意念更新，要活出那个真实的样子。
So a lot of times, you know, when Paul, when he writes, you know, he basically reveals, you know, the conditions of of man, of how we are. And once knowing that, it's like, okay, so how do we become what God wants us to be?
Yeah. 他也就是说神告诉我们叫我们做什么时候，他不是说 it's depend 就是全靠你自己了，而是说他实际上就是他给你的时候，他已经同时也把那个能力就放在其中，而我们所做的什么是要只要凭着信，怎么样就能够得胜。
And so when God tells us these things, it's not like He expects us to accomplish it all on our own, but He is already giving us the strength, and what we need to do is have faith.
这就为什么说，就像他那个那句话，一句话基本上可以概括，可以基本上可以概括我们的基督徒生活中，叫义人必因信而得胜，是个living by faith.
And that's why the verse that the righteous will live by faith is very important for believers.
你这样我们就可以看到，就是说加拉太书第二章二十节的后半段就说，就。 就他前面讲就说，我已经基督同意了，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。就我们知道这是神做的，当你信的时候，神做了奇妙的工作。那接下来是怎么样？就他并且我今天在肉身活着，什么是因信神的儿子而活着？你要 you commitment.
And so back to like Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, we already know, you know, like, it's like once we know that it's no longer us living in that crisis in us. You know, Paul continues by saying that the life I live in the body, I live by faith.
Okay. 好，我们现在回到最后，回到这个以弗所书第三章内容，我们最后叫 summary 就分析一下啊，这块因为时间过去了，太快了。嗯。
And so let's return to Ephesians chapter 3.
他说，你怎么样使你们力量刚强起来的话，就那接下来这个第十七节告诉我们的途径，就是让基督进这你们的信，住在你们里面，叫你们的爱心有根有基。And
verse 17 again says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray, that you being rooted and established in love.
以至于就是你能以正圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并且知道这个爱是过于人所说的，是并叫神的一切所充满的，充满了你们。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
很有意思是吧？当你知道这件事情，你发现就是很稀奇，这个神能有这个 power。 当你认识神的话，认识耶稣，耶稣住在你里面，然后那个就成了一个 power。这个 power 最后怎么样呢？能照神能叫照着运行在你们心里的大力，充充足足成就一切，超乎我们所求所想的。
And once you have this power, we're able to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
然后呢，保罗写的这个地方就不得不最后的讲了，就是真的是对神的一个赞美讲。 讲但愿神的中文讲但愿他在教会里并基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远，阿门。And
you know, at the very end, you know, Paul's like giving praise to God and says, "To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, Amen."
所以我们才知道怎么样，这圣经告诉我们说，就怎么样让我们心里力量刚强起来。
So is it clear now how does God want us to help strengthen our spirits?
我们借着就是借着圣经学习认识神，以至于神怎么样有形有体的住在我们里面，好像是这样的感觉似的。然后以至于我们不但是对神的就是真理认识，就是看到我们自己在他生命在他里面的真实的光景，同时我们体会到耶神的爱。
So first we have his word and he's dwelling in us in our spirits.
Yeah.
And we
obviously 就说他因为呢就说你必须要对知道就是神真就说借着神的话以至于认识到我们 因着信在已经我们在神面前那个真实的光景。
So like through His word, then we know like who we are before God.
Yeah.以至于我们能够活出那个生命的。
And then we are able to live out the reality of that life.
对，我们不管在什么情况下有那些 responsibility， 那个 responsibility 背后乃是就是我们凭着信与神同行做出来的。
And it doesn't matter what
生命的活出。
It doesn't matter what circumstances that we're in. You know, there are a lot of things that we're responsible for, but it's we rely on God's strength to accomplish
it. 基督徒真实的生命乃是就你本来是怎样，然后你那个真实要活出来，那就是对了。
So for us Christians, we know, you know, what we are now, but it's also about to live out the truth.
就你里面是什么样情形，你再会活出来就对了就。如果你里面没有，你外面装出来了，那怎么样？那很糟糕。
So it's important for us to have that truth within us so we can live it out.
对，你装生命是装出来的，而这个生命是什么？是借着真的对，借着信，让你不但心是你心思意念的 transformation， 然后真实带出生命的 transformation。
Because if we don't have that truth in our lives, we can't fake it in our lives. So we need to have that truth.
但反过来我们说，如果你没有 efforts。如果你没有自己就是说 commitment， 没有就是说你自己去努力的话 ，nothing happen。
But at the same time, you know, if we aren't committed to living out the truth, and there's no commitment, then nothing will happen.
Yeah. 所以一个人的基督徒的生命，就是真实的生命，就是你必须要就是什么，要 put your efforts. Yeah.
So for us Christians in our lives, we have to put in the effort.
Yeah. 一定要就是说，所以这就为什么说你去读圣经时，你发现有很多就是。你的 responsibility， 但是你如果没去好好理解以后，你发现哦，这个基督徒有那么多的 responsibility， 那我就说啊，就好像我就限制自由了。但是你真实当你是真的心灵改变以后，你发现的这是自然的，你能做到。
So like you know, once we start you know understanding what God says, you know we might feel like oh, there's a lot of things that we need to know. And you know some people might just feel like oh, it's too much. And they just want to live their own lives. But for us, when we believe, we know that it's what we should do and that God will help give us the strength to do it.
我最后哦，没时间了，实在是很抱歉啊，就是刚我不想讲了，对吧 ？Anyway， 就说就我想 summary 就是希望能够大家这个记住，就说我们几乎说可以概括说用一句话叫 righteousness should live by faith。
And so, lastly, the very important verse for us is that the righteous should live by faith.
我们不是不单是凭着信进入，也要凭着信成全。
It's not just faith that we are saved, but it's we're gonna accomplish what God wants through faith.
所以神最终的目的是不是让我们仅仅得救，是让我们得救，是我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And so God doesn't just want us to be saved, but He wants us to have life and life more abundantly.
目的是要让我磨成耶稣的样式。
And the goal is for us to become molded into Christ's likeness.
哎，磨成耶稣的样式不是说是我们的那个是那个真正在我们身上的，是 the secondary, okay?
And becoming like Christ is
still secondary goal.
Is the secondary goal.
哎，真正的 goal 就是那个你要想想，它是为了是荣耀神。
And the ultimate goal is to glorify God.
是耶稣在你们当中是长子的位置，也就是说你荣耀神。
Because God, I mean Jesus is the Son of God.
当我们真实有这个生命的表现的时候，你最终的荣耀的是什么？不是你自己，而是你的生命反映着什么？
So when we become more like Christ, we realize it's not glorifying ourselves, but it's bringing glory to God.
Yeah. 愿神祝福保守我们每一位。
May God bless and protect all of us.
父啊，谢谢你真的何等的恩典怜悯保守我们，因为你的恩典，你的力量是，你为我们预备的是完全的，是完全的救恩。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy.
相信你能保守我们，让我们在真实的来信靠你，以自己的荣美要不断的呈现在我们里面，让我们因着信常住在你里面，与你同行。
We thank you for your for your grace and for we trust in you to work in us and changing us, and that we pray that our spirits can dwell with you and walk with you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.